Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. And now it's time for Who's Smarted. Psst, hey, Smarty Pants, you're never going to guess who my special guest on this Who's Smarted episode is. Here, I'll give you a hint. They have a beard. No, it is not Abraham Lincoln delivering the Smartiesburg Address. And no, it's not Zeus. Or Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!
But those are great guesses. Nope, today's beardy guest is my friend Rascal.
Huh?
See, I told you, you'd never guess it. Anywho, my friend Rascal might not be one of our greatest presidents, a Greek god, or the giver of presents. But he is bearded. And he is named after a cool mythical creature we did a recent episode on. Now can you guess?
What's with all the suspense? Just tell them I'm a bearded dragon.
That's right. Rascal is a bearded dragon. Now, I know what some of you might be wondering. Can Rascal fly and breathe fire? No, he cannot. And does Rascal have a big, long, hairy beard? No, he does not. So what exactly is a bearded dragon?
I'm an easygoing reptile that makes a great pet. Woo! Oh, and I can do some awesome things.
What do you think, Smarty Pants? If you have a bearded dragon, you know we're in for a fun time. And if you've never heard of bearded dragons before, get ready to learn some pretty cool things about them, like, where do bearded dragons live? How big do they grow? Why are they called bearded dragons? And what makes them such great pets?
Do you want to tell them or me?
Hang on, Rascal, I know you're excited, but first we gotta do the theme song. It's time for another whiff of science and history on...
Who's Smarted? Who's Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Yes, Rascal, it's on. We're recording.
Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, Smarty Pants, I'm here with my pal, Rascal, the bearded dragon. As he mentioned earlier, bearded dragons are reptiles. So, Smarty Pants, as a reptile, would that make Rascal warm-blooded or cold-blooded? Yep, most of you know your animal facts. Reptiles are cold-blooded.
But I'm a really nice guy.
Of course you are, Rascal. Now, Smarty Pants, as a cold-blooded animal, does that mean bearded dragons prefer to live in warm or cold places? The answer might surprise you.
Despite our cold blood, bearded dragons like things warm. We make our home in habitats like deserts, woodlands, or flat, grassy plains called savannas. We love resting on rocks and climbing through trees and bushes.
Here's an even harder question that even the bearded dragon owners might not know. Smarty Pants, can you name the country bearded dragons are native to? Now, native to means the place where an animal originates from. Did you say Australia? Hey, that's where my lunch-stealing friend Robert Maroon lives.
I would never steal your lunch, unless you like eating mealworms, kingworms, and crickets.
Nope, all yours. Of course, bearded dragons are omnivores. Do you know what that means, smarty pants? That means they eat meat and plants. What veggies do you eat, rascal?
I like greens like parsley and kale, and veggies like peppers and sweet potatoes, and some fruits.
Maybe I'd better hide my lunch from you on salad day.
Not cool, dude.
Speaking of cool, while bearded dragons do depend on arid conditions and heat to survive, sometimes the desert can get too hot, even for them. How do bearded dragons stay cool on super hot days? Do they A, burrow underground, B, go swimming, or C, lick ice cream?
When it gets too hot for us, we burrow underground to cool off.
If you said A, great job. Okay, let's address your name. You're called a bearded dragon, but neither of those things are true. After all, you don't have any hair on your chin.
Nope. Hair is more of a mammal thing.
So, is your name ironic?
No. The bearded part of our name refers to our ability to puff our throats and make our necks darker to scare predators away. Humans thought this looked like a beard, so they called us bearded.
Makes sense.
I also have neck spikes to protect me and help me look bigger.
Oh, yeah, you definitely look bigger, but still way smaller than a dragon. Smarty Pants, how big are bearded dragons? Are they A, about 1 pound, B, about 3 pounds, or C, about 5 pounds? The answer is A, 1 pound.
Even with my beard and spikes, I only weigh around 1.1 pounds.
That's only a little more than a loaf of sandwich bread.
Yep. We're pretty small, and there's lots of bigger animals that would love to snack on a bearded dragon sandwich. So now you know why our beards are so important.
Gotcha. Okay, so that covers the bearded part. As for the dragon part, your face does kind of look dragon-like, but since this is a podcast, why don't you describe yourself so the Smarty Pants can mentally picture what you look like?
Sure. I love describing things. I, like most bearded dragons, am tan, with a little red and gold mixed in. We can also be gray or brown. My head is shaped like a triangle.
Ooh, like a slice of pizza.
Do I have to worry about you eating me?
No, you're fine.
As you can see, my tail is about half the length of my body. Unlike other lizards, bearded dragons' tails don't fall off and grow back. Also, you'll notice I don't have external ear structures, just two holes on the side of my head.
How's your hearing if you only have holes and not ears?
Surprisingly good. I can press my ear holes against the ground and hear vibrations. You'll also notice my eyes are on the side of my head. This helps me see all around so I can quickly spot predators. You know the saying, eyes on the side, we hide?
What animals do you need to worry about in the wild?
Oh, we have quite a few predators. Birds, snakes, large lizards, wild dogs, and foxes.
That is quite an enemies list.
I wouldn't call them enemies. Everyone's gotta eat, trusty, including me. Luckily, bearded dragons have something pretty cool that helps us catch prey.
Smarty Pants, what helps bearded dragons catch their prey? Is it A, their spikes, B, their claws, or C, their tongues?
If you said C, tongues, good job. We don't have to chase our prey, which is good since we're not what you'd call fast. Instead, we use our sticky tongues to grab food.
Oh yeah? How does that work?
Believe it or not, we're good climbers. Our feet are shaped like human hands, and each finger or toe has a strong claw on it. These help us easily climb trees and rocks. From up high, we can look down at a bug or worm crawling around on a branch below us, and dinner is served.
And I'm sure your colors help you blend into your surroundings, what's known as camouflage.
That's true. For a bigger meal, we might wait for a mouse or a small lizard to go by, and then we bite it. We let out some venom, which kills it quickly, so we can eat it without a fight.
Okay, things are getting a little gross here.
I've seen the way you eat pizza. I wouldn't talk.
Fair point. Do you have a hard time finding things to eat in the desert?
Yeah, it isn't always easy. Luckily, we can go a few days without food.
Not me. I can barely go a few hours.
I've noticed, but that's also because you're always expending energy. Bearded dragons are very good at saving energy, especially during a particular time of year.
We'll learn what that is, as well as some more fun bearded dragon facts right after this quick break and a word from our sponsors. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park. and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9 Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Who Smarted. Rascal, wake up! We're back!
That wasn't me. It's the sound effects guy.
Huh? What? Sorry.
Ah, I thought you were conserving energy. Speaking of, Smarty Pants, how do bearded dragons save energy? Do they A, sleep more in the winter, B, eat more in the summer, or C, nap more in the spring? The answer is they A, sleep more in the winter.
Huh? What? Sorry. I'm jet-lagged from the long flight to Australia.
Anyway, Rascal?
Since the winter months are colder with less sunlight, it's not really a favorite time for bearded dragons. So we sleep a lot more and save a ton of energy.
Ah, you're like me. I just love the spring and the summer.
Oh yeah, that's the best time to be a bearded dragon. It's when our babies hatch.
Smarty Pants, any idea what a group of bearded dragon eggs is called? Is it A, a carton, B, a clutch, or C, a basket?
If you said clutch, you're right. And while the eggs you get in the grocery store come in a dozen or 12, a female bearded dragon can lay over 20 eggs at a time.
That is a lot of cute baby bearded dragons.
Aww.
By the way, what are baby bearded dragons called? Are they beardlets, dragon puppies, or hatchlings?
Why, hatchlings, of course.
Makes sense, even if dragon puppies sounds pretty cool. How big is a hatchling?
Hatchlings start out only 2 to 4 inches, or 5 to 10 centimeters long.
Aww.
When a bearded dragon is young, it sheds its skin every few weeks as it grows bigger. When a bearded dragon is 2 years old, it's fully grown.
When a human is 2 years old, it's still a toddler. Do adult bearded dragons shed their skin?
Yep, I shed my skin twice a year.
That's better than every few weeks.
Definitely. We shed in patches, and when we're shedding, we eat less and are less active.
I hope this isn't a sad question, but how long do bearded dragons typically live?
In the wild, we can live up to 10 years, but many people like to keep us as pets.
You know, something tells me a bunch of our smarty pants listening have bearded dragons as pets, and one even has one named Rascal.
What can I say? It's a great name. And also, bearded dragons, or beardies, as some of our human friends like to call us, are one of the most popular reptiles to keep as pets.
So, what makes a bearded dragon such a good pet?
We're a good pet size. We're also playful and get along well with humans.
Smarty Pants, when did bearded dragons first go from living only in the wild in Australia to being pets in the USA? Was it A, the 1970s?
The 70s.
B, the 1980s.
I love the 80s.
Or C, the 1990s.
I love 90s.
Compared to other pets, bearded dragons haven't been in the United States very long. If you said C, the 1990s, you're right.
I love 90s.
But beardies have become pretty popular in a short amount of time.
We're not just popular with humans. We also like each other. Bearded dragons are pretty social, and similarly sized lizards can live together.
How do you communicate with other bearded dragons?
We use our bodies to communicate with other bearded dragons, and humans can learn what our movements mean too. If I bob my head at another bearded dragon, I'm showing it that I'm the boss.
Whoa.
Huh, I thought you were just nodding your head. Yes!
Waving my arms means I'm okay with the other bearded dragon being the leader.
Oh, I thought you were just waving hello.
And of course, If my beard flares out and gets darker, I'm feeling threatened and scared. I can even change color if I'm fighting with another bearded dragon. Oh, and if my mouth is open, that means I'm hungry. Ah.
Me too. A big smarty shout out to Forrest in Duanesburg, New York. We're so glad to hear how much you love listening to Who Smarted every morning on the way to school with your mom. Keep on smarting on, Forrest. This episode, Bearded Dragons, was written by Sarah Sweetek and voiced by Matteo Perotti and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.